All yours, Chairman.
Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the Bolton Board of the Municipal Building, notice made available to the Township Clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call a roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Paul Cotterill, 146 Murray Avenue, is adjourned until June 9th, 2022, with no further notice. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. Additionally, the application of DF Osborne Construction, that is being postponed until June 23rd, 2022, with no further notice by the applicant. The only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. Those are all the changes I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's move forward to item number 5, 22-ZB-37V, Arif Mustafa Akhtar.
Yep, that's me.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Absolutely, yes.
Could I have your name and address, please?
Name is Arif Mustafa Akhtar, address 45 Lillian Terrace.
You can put your hand down. Thank you. Please explain to the board what you would like to do here.
So we are looking to install a fence in our backyard and the side yards of the property of our home. There's a easement, municipal easement in the backyard of about 20 foot. So unfortunately, it's in the middle of our property. So we can't, we have to put the fence over it. That's why we needed a variance for the fence installation.
And do you understand that if the municipality ever needs access to that easement, it would be your responsibility to remove that fence and replace it at your own cost?
Absolutely. Yes, I do.
Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. No other points, Henry, as well?
No, everything else is all just technicality stuff. There's a right-of-way in the back of the property that's a paper street. So it's considered a front yard, but I don't see that. I don't foresee that paper street ever being developed. So I don't have any issue with the fence being against it.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
All right, thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. It will have a condition attached to it that you have to be responsible for removing and replacing the fence if the municipality has to access the easement. We will memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting in 2 weeks. We will send that document to you. You don't need to be here in 2 weeks.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks.
Good luck. Good luck, sir.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night. So let's move on to an item number 6, 22-ZB-34V, Stephen Velicki.
Is Mr. Velicki present?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Velicki, you were sworn in at the last hearing?
Yes.
Okay, you remain sworn in to tell the truth?
Yep.
Okay, please proceed.
I spoke to Henry after the last meeting, and we decided to go on with the 18 by 30 garage instead of the bigger one. So and I might have to go.
Originally, you were 18 by 34. Now you're proposing 18 by 30?
Yes.
Henry, any other comments?
You're also relocating it so that it's 6 feet off the side yard, correct?
Yeah, 6 foot off the side yard, getting rid of the three existing sheds. There is existing stockade fence on the one side.
Yeah, I don't see, again, he's the applicant's cooperated and tried to revise the plan in a manner that I think is beneficial to the neighboring properties. And I don't see, I think that it could be looked upon favorably with the revised size of 18 by 30 and being 6 feet off of the side property line. The rear setback is going to conform to the minimum of 8 feet. So I don't see really any issues.
Awesome.
With the application.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions?
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, he's going to be 6 feet off the side yard property line, Mr. Hinterstein?
Yes.
Okay. And does the fence satisfy your request for buffering or landscaping?
Yes, because he's only 2 feet off of the requirement with the existing 6 foot fence on the property line. I feel that will be sufficient.
Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments for this applicant? Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Velicky, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You do not need to be present for that. We will mail that copy to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Velicky, for the compromise and the cooperation. Appreciate it.
Yep, let's go Rangers.
Yeah, that's right. let's move on to item number 7, 22-ZB-24V, Rajat Kumar.
Chairman, give me 1 second. He just emailed me. I think he went on the old Zoom link, even though I set up the new one. So let me just send it to him right now. That'll take him 2 seconds.
Okay. Check my NHL app and see what's going on. And the loser.
Ah!
Yeah, not good. Mr. Canela, do you want to bang those resolutions out in the meantime, or?
We can if Laura is available, because she has to take
I got it. Go ahead, Jim.
The votes. Okay, Laura, are you okay with that?
I'm fine, yeah. I just emailed them, so.
Okay, so we'll do the resolutions at this point. First resolution is Mohammed Tafiq. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next resolution is Jawad Hafiz. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next application was Cesar Jose. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Lakshmi Vidula. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
The last resolution is Dharman Patel. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Ms. Buckley, is this gentleman on yet?
He's signing on now, he said.
Okay.
You want to do the minutes?
Yeah, let's do the minutes. Item number 11, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of May 12, 2022. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I guess 12's got to wait.
All right, he's on now. Mr. Perfect. Kumar?
Mr. Kumar, are you present? Mr. Kumar, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey. Okay.
Mr. Kumar, I believe you were sworn in at the last hearing?
Yes, my name is Rajat Kumar, and my address is 517 New Durham Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. You remain sworn in to tell the truth. As yes. I recall, you had submitted a revised plan just before the last hearing?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps you can ask Mr. Hinterstein about that revised plan.
Yes, Henry, please elaborate.
Yeah, the plans were revised. It appears that the remaining covered portion of the back patio area brings the overall coverage to 22.66%, where 20% is allowed. I don't see any issues. I think it's, again, that area contained the patio and the cover prior to this addition. That being said, I don't think it's a substantial overage on the coverage. It's less than 3%, which is usually about the threshold we look at. My only other comment would be is that the applicant realized that the home is to be used as a single family home only, that the covered patio area should remain open. So there could be no conversion of the covered patio area without returning to the Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Yes.
You okay with that, Mr. Kumar?
Yes, it will remain open. Yes, the patio will remain open as it is.
Okay. Any questions? Any other members of the board have any questions? Comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No, Chairman.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Please call a roll.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Riggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount? Oh, sorry. Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Get him right up.
Mr. Kumar, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and mail a copy of that to you. You don't need to be present for that meeting.
Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you so much.
Good luck, sir.
Good luck. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's move on to item number 12. I call for an adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you all again. Sorry I took so much of your time tonight. Once again, thanks for coming out and volunteering. Let's go, Rangers.
Have a good one, Sean. Good luck.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Laura, thanks for your help this week. Thank you.
Anytime.